Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on. Because just imagine, God out here walking the water and he say, come Khalid, walk on the water. You not going to follow?
Yeah, of course.
You follow.
People follow shit.
Yeah, you know, care about everybody else who not believe in you walking the water. You follow. So if something good happening, why not follow? Why you care if they call you follow fashion? You know who happy and excited and enjoying themselves? You.
And then they even understand that we don't make the nation powerful, like the country, the more richer, you know what I mean? Because, like, you have so much of students with these talents and knowledge going out there, and they could have come back home, and like you make them bring the knowledge back home in a sense for and work and create wealth inside the country.
Bro, I don't know what the lady, the Prime Minister of Barbados, is doing, but like she making moves, bro.
Yeah. Don't they do it?
That's a lady.
She'll be asking for reparations for slavery from England. She's like, yo, I want the money, all the money, because y'all have the books. Like in England, they literally have all the books of all the ships that left Africa, of all the name of the slaves. So they have like accounts of all the slaves that they brought over to the UK and so. So I'm like,
that's interesting.
That's pretty interesting. And Barbados know that, and they're like, listen, we did so much for y'all. Y'all did so much to us. Like, we want our money. And it's not like they just want all the money. She's like, put that shit. Like, the way she wanted it back is they have to build infrastructure, send people down to train her people in those areas, and to just build housing and stuff for the people. So she want everything that they're doing is to give back to her her country. And I'm like, that's so fucking smart still.
And I'm like, that's why she can't get votes out.
She bringing whole new jobs to her country that would probably just be states. Like, she have computer engineers. She brought gaming companies to create. Like, who in the right mind? I shouldn't say right mind. Who in the Caribbean really thinking about making games? She want to bring that to Barbados so people can come create games and sell. And I'm just like, what? And then she have people doing music. Like, a whole bunch of stuff she have. And I'm like, she got up one day and said, nah, I'm going to make waves. And she did it. But nobody is following. Or they're waiting for her to ask for the money. And when she gets it, they say, all right, it's our turn to ask.
Ah, boy. Me and no boss. Like, but I believe, like, for auntie, I'm going to say, I'll get the money. We had the money. They squander it and lose it and enrich themselves. You know what I mean? So none of that money get for use, be used on the youth. You know what I mean? So now the youth and them are suffer because of the negligence of the leaders.
That's true.
Because like they have you'll get the money to build the resource, to provide the resources. Because more than likely, when budget get passed and the IMF or the wherever the sponsors and wherever they get their money from, release the money. What the money used do? Because if you take a loan for pay off and debt, why he never announce that the debt pay off?
Yeah, I think governments need to give a little bit more transparency. Like, I know they can't tell us everything because they're not gonna panic. Like, what? You can buy what with all that money? For my tax money? You know? But at least they need to let us know, like, look, we plan to do this and this and this. These are our options. I'm not gonna tell you which one I'm gonna pick, but we have five options. And then if the deal goes through, you say, listen, I just made this deal and this is what it potentially could happen. Because like it provides the people with a way of thinking about something. Like, okay, if you get invested into agriculture, the people then can start figure out like how can they best prepare for that, you know? And if you get into the agriculture, like, all right, then does that mean that we can now export goods to the rest of the Caribbean country or whatever? Like, can I create my own business selling like tomatoes and you do pineapples and you do guinea? You know what I mean? So people can plan and they have an idea. Like, if you say, all right, you're going to fix roads, you already know how you're gonna move. Maybe you'll get some cars, or maybe not get no cars this year because, you know, I started like a bus system. Buying bus, cause, you know, people can't drive on the road because, you know, construction. So you need to get people from A to B. I was telling Khaled, I always bring it up. If Antigua really wants to like fix traffic, they have to make like a super highway. Buy land and just make a whole long one straight road from end to end.
But yo, to tell the honest truth, no, it was in the plan in the past, no. But I don't know what happened. Tell the honest truth, I don't know what happened. But it was in the plan before to do a decent highway to help cut out the traffic for a while and so forth. But that never be done. Nothing was done. Like me, like I kind of agree with Asok and kind of way that he want to put one council. How much constituencies I have again? Six? Seven parishes.
I don't remember Newfield is now.
parish. Yeah, same Peter, same Paul, same John, same Mary.
Let me
six or seven.
What's that?
Okay, yeah, six parishes. Each parish is a parish and council. You choose some people for the parish council, right? And then take ideas from the people of like what we do in the country, you know what I mean? And then they come together, they select whatever days, and then they say, okay, here what? I can work on this. We take this idea, yeah? Not saying that them had a big idea for the country, you know, that they have to work on now. But certain small little ideas from the councils, you work on them to make the nation see that, hey, they might try help out. You know what I mean? Help out the country. You know what I mean? So I know them try help the country. Them look out for the people. The people needs and wants and, you know what I mean? Kids.
But nominate yourself so they can start calling you Honorable Khaled. What you do?
No, Honorable Thomas.
Yes, Honorable Thomas. My mistake.
Boy, you know, boy, me. One time ago, me want to nominate Joshua. I asked Joshua for green.
Wait, you can nominate anybody?
I don't know how it goes.
Same for this house?
Yes.
I honestly wanted to become... I wanted to be the representative of Freetown for St. Philip South.
Mm-hmm.
It really didn't, but the thing is, at the time, I wouldn't have mind doing it for ALP, although I don't believe in a lot of the things that ALP does. Mm-hmm. I would have joined them because I knew that they were going to be the winning party. Mm-hmm. What else was I going to say now? So that, and because the thing is, I figured, yo, if I'm going to run, I'm going to want to make change. I'm going to make change from the party who in the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would have joined ALP or whatever. But then, yeah, you know what I mean? The thing is, you're going to need money. You need money for run for politics. So clearly, you know, I can't do that.
But if you have back active, you know what I mean? If you need to run for ALP, boy, I'm sure ask you to help you out.
You know, it's funny because I remember a time Khalid was telling me a story that he went to, I don't know, it's somewhere for parliament or something, government office. And a man was asking him, like, if he would ever run for power or something. And Khaled was like, yeah. And the man's like, you're willing to... What he say? You have to be corrupt in order to be a politician.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. Oh, the man asked me, a man go to Papa Bird.
No, I'm saying, I remember the story. I know it was that story he was talking about.
Yeah, he go to Papa Bird and tell Papa Bird he want to run. So, Papa Bird... Say, what you to do? You say the help. You say, so Papa Bird asked you, if me give you, say me give you half a million, what you to do? Me give all to the people, me give all to the people. Man said, well, no, you can't be a politician then. You can't give all to the people.
I can't do that.
So you now have to sit down and figure out, boy, what percent is really the people supposed to get?
Yeah, but... There's a, even though that's how they do the thing, like the meme, I agree with them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I was going to say, it's like, me want to be able to have advice because it's for some reason, I want to know why is it that every politician will talk so nice when they're in the power and as soon as they get in the power, it's like they forget about all the niceness that they said, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So me wonder if it's something when you get power, like you just get this you how would a word it be like you disassociate yourself from the people or something. I mean, I understand how that it work out in their mind, you know what I mean?
We believe when they get in the power and they see how industry, they say to themselves, boy, what the hell me consume me get changed? Because nobody go for you if you say you try change something.
Because the system kind of set in stone, so you can't change by one man and nobody has no help.
Yeah, but me understand that, but at the end of the day as well, as I said, there's certain things me want for implement or so. Like, for instance, why is it that, for instance, me young, Antigua have water problem up until now?
But bro.
You know what I mean?
Bro, they say Antigua in a drought for 20 years. How? I had 265 beaches.
You know? And it's like, Europe, they've been constantly putting persons in charge and them kind of stuff there just because you vote for this party or you do this, you know what I mean? But a lot of people, they have their just them in a sense, you know what I mean? They have this guy that I know that worked for APWA, right? Dealing with the water division. He got a job when UPP first got into power. Like, with Daniel, remember, Daniel took a lot of Freetown guys and gave them a lot of job at Public Works, right? And he went in there and he, you know, did his thing and whatever, and he excelled to the point whereas APWA ascend, he'd go Caribbean countries when they had different jobs over the place and so for the big stuff and that kind of stripping it to check. And I'm saying, yo, if Antigua have skilled persons like a dad who can do work like a this, you know what I mean? That means they're supposed to teach other people to do the work and that kind of stuff. Not only that, but then he made mention to us that the same, they have the, whatever the word is, desalination plants in them that turned the salt water into, you know, whatever water or whatever. They did buy some plants and whatever to do the same, to do the sun with the water. But them put some people there who never know how to use them, and them end up a mash up the machine and them. So they have to now bring some people from America to fix them. And then the people and them want X amount of money, and then I want to pay them the X amount of money. You check? I'm like, bro, I would have, I prefer to take money and buy big yacht and buy big house and buy this and that, and the people and them can't even get proper water, dog. You know what I mean? It's like, what am I paying taxes for?
That's what I'm saying too, because I'm just like, it seems like an easy fix. Send the kids to get send the kids to get the education, and then they can come back and secure a job having a decent pay, right? When those people come back, you let them know that, listen, you'll be working here, and during certain times of the year, you'll be teaching other people, like have apprentices and so they can learn the work. So you always have people coming in, learning the craft, learning the work, learning the fundamentals, and then they can take care of the power plant too, but the desalination plant. And they could put up two, because Antigua, you can put up two. Outside the kind of dinner, why they don't put more water towers around the place? The one in St. Philip was for feed, Newfield, St. Philip and Freetown. Why Newfield and Freetown can't get their own water tower?
I don't want to buy it.
They could just put one in every village. And that would have been an investment for a good investment for like the country itself. Because now you don't have to put too much strains on all the pipe. Once you fill them up with like drinkable water, you know, you can maintain the thing differently.
But what I'm hearing is that Freetown pan a different feed line than from Saint Philip pan a different feed line than from Newfield.
Okay, well, so, if you get them out from better, sir?
Me wonder. But the thing is, remember them, they call it. They have, well, right now, I know, they were building three or four at the same tanks and then between Collins.
I saw one between them before I left.
Right. They were putting down two more. And they were building another, I mean, I don't know if they maybe a new pump house could probably help pump the water. But me say, for how much every year that done pass? You'll try to tell me. Everybody that's going in power, nobody they think about this from the beginning. So if you start it in the 1960s, you know, continue. So you're trying to tell me the country has so much of problems that you can't study pound focus on just one little while.
Bro, you know what's funny, Khaled? Antigua is known for not finishing shit, dog. We just start stuff and don't finish. And I'm just like, okay, if ALP started, why UPP can't finish it?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, everybody gonna benefit. You're not supposed to be working as a unit. Like, shit, you guys want being the face of the island. All right, let's work together in the background and fix things.
Like, Sorry for cutting you off, right?
No, I don't. Good.
I used to wonder. No, no, not used to. Recently, the ALP, the Antigua Labour Party, in all my life I come up, all the meetings, all the any disputes, I get settled at the Prime Minister's office. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The Prime Minister's office. Why the Antigua Labour Party have a bill for Antigua Labour Party headquarters? Why they need a personal headquarters for themselves?
Everybody need a personal headquarters for themselves.
Well, I mean, they need for it. They couldn't just, that is just waste of money.
What they could do inside of that headquarters?
Exactly.
Can people, look, honestly, right? I was thinking, why don't Antigua invest in building an app for the people of the country? Like when you go to the other, like if you go to China, they have like WeChat or something, right? It's like a super app. You can do everything off of this, their app, right? You can buy shit, send shit, do all kind of stuff, right? But mm-hmm. just to step away from that, you could use the app in a way to see what your people saying. Like, let's say there's a new section where the politicians can actually give you information directly, right? And y'all can just go on the feed and read it and see what they're saying, see what they're feeling, see what they're into, you know? And you have all that information. And you have to have like e-transfer and stuff so you can do banking on the app so people can pay people and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the feature is, when it comes to like election time, people can be home in their beds and they can vote. And they can vote on anything. Like, let's say on the news you heard that, you know, or it wouldn't be on the news, but they send a message saying that, you know, the government, the education is thinking about buying new chairs for all the schools and new paint for all the schools. And, you know, you can mm-hmm. suggest what you would like them to put the money towards. And then people comment and say all kind of stuff. And the best options will go to the top while the ones that suck go to the bottom. So when people see like, oh shit, you should definitely invest in computers, people would like that one. And you'll go right to the top so the government could know exactly where shit needs to go. And not talk to teachers who might have different agendas, like, yeah, maybe I need to get some paint because I tied to the school. You know what I mean? Oh, Justin gone and you got kicked out. So I feel like if they had like an app, they could kind of like feel out where everybody is in the country without having to go door to door to ask, because they're like, okay, it looked like everybody from St. Philip's Parish, they're thinking their school should get this and this. They're leaning more towards books. And people in St. George Parish leaning more towards computers. And people in blah blah thinking of more after school curriculum, you know, activities or something. So they can get a feel for what the people are saying. And they can get a feel, like, let's say the voting on app isn't something that's going to be super reliable, but they can have like an estimate or an assumption, like, of what the people in that area feeling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, if they're gonna do politics, they're like, oh shit, everybody feeling for UPB. So they can have like a feel like, shit, we got to put in the work because like UPB might actually win. You know what I mean? But they can have like a strong feel for what the country thinking or feeling before things actually written on in stone. Like, it's just an app they could use to just help people. Like, I, for more than them till I go a bank for good put down money and all kind of sudden, I'm like, you know, when I get paychecks and so on, I just go home and sleep and then cash in whenever I want now, because I can do it off of my phone. You don't have to go bank for go check your balance. All that work is to see how much money I have. And I want to send some people some money. I'm going to go draft money off of my what? I'm going to just e-transfer the money.
My friend just called me and told me that so far ALP is in the lead.
Hey.
Your son?
So my friend just called me and told me so far.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard that say that you heard Khalid. I was like, wait, my son.
Yeah, my little boy.
Yeah.
So
boy. Good.
And he tell me so but so far Boeing out of Freetown, Boeing had a lead.
Yeah, so
in the St. Philip South, it's normally Freetown, St. Philip and Betty.
I know, yo, me, I always wonder what the hell is Newfield? What Newfield are doing a St. Philip now? Me, I always wonder. You always know. Newfield, Stanford, Freetown. Freetown, Stanford, Newfield. Where the hell Bickers are coming?
Because I don't like Newfield people.
You know, yeah, I understand.
Must have our Wilkies.
What's so hard to understand?
Let me answer, Kelly.
Oh, wow. Yo, why didn't they never say Willikies, Glanvilles, Seatons, a three different villages in one area, you know, and put Bickers with them. Betters with them skunk. What are you? Newfield.
Yeah, Papa, don't forget Betters.
You have a here Freetown and Betters Awa. I have a here Freetown and Newfield Awa. Which one are we here? Just them. Let me tell you. Karen, ever war with anybody from Freetown? Are you war with people?
Newfield. Okay.
You get the answer there.
Well, I mean, like a good amount of Freetown people now, and then it don't mean nothing really. It just ingrained in my soul. Only somebody who bats me up, Tef. Can you tell me? Eat a bike.
Yo! Tell you the story when Beanie Man teach you bike, dad.
Partners! And they Beanie Man or somebody passed a new fee, right? And, you know, the man's just there, you know, I know what they're doing at the time. So, I see my dad looking out the window in the kitchen, right, into the driveway or whatever. So I pass in the kitchen and say, hey, what are you? He say, shh. I say, okay, my God, you see a cat or something? So I go to the door to see what he looking at. There is Beanie Man walking into a yard, looking around to see if anybody here. The boy grabbed the bike now. I mean, say, wait, what go on, right? And my daddy just so watching that. I said that to him, say, all right, bet. So the boy pushed the bike outside to the driveway, up to the yard, right? So I go in the kitchen, over the sink, looking out to see, like, okay, where my daddy go prance out to say, hey, I'm gonna catch you, you know? And just before he pushed the bike outside, daddy opened it and say, hey, where you going with that? So he kind of panic, right? He seen enough to do, he know what to expect, because he get catch red-handed. So he say, oh yeah, I just came to get the bike, because you know, he didn't send me for it, right? Somebody said, who sent you for it? So the boy searched for name number, he didn't really know who to call. So he said, youth man up, so. So he said, all right, well, tell the youth man come get the bike, because it's not yours, you know? And in my head, now, I'm thinking, this man will probably just thief the bike, run away, or throw a stone in Teddy head, something, right? And yeah, he just ended up bringing it back. But it's the fact that he's so brazen, the dog. And another day, I catch this man coming back now. After Tef thief the bike, the man's supposed to find them, stunt pegs. And I see people come back the next day look for stunt pegs in the former garage, the dog.
Was the last I found.
Man, I'm getting stunt pegs to Cali because I'm like, if they're going to keep coming back, like, shit. I'm saying, man, hey, something just wrong with Freetown people, ass. Bro, and that's not the first time being my come yard, no. And Saturday, I don't know. I think we didn't go to church that Saturday, so we were just home. And my daddy at the back just chilling on the gallery looking over Newfield or whatever, right? And what he knew, Beanie Man come in the yard, walk behind the house, and my daddy had this long piece of rebar steel that he, you know, put up in the coconut tree and pull on some coconut. I don't know how Beanie Man know what that steel used for and where it was. But this man come in the backyard, pick up the steel, push over the coconut tree. And when the first one comes down, my daddy say, hey, rise up, Beanie Man, look up and see what old man. And my daddy say, what happened? He said, yeah, we just came to get some coconut, something you gonna sell. So my daddy say, so who you ask? You check?
But Beanie Man, I go on like he lived
there. Boss! I watch me watch you talk to my old man now, because me they mind blown this conversation happened.
Beanie Man, go on like you say.
He
want your mother pick me and them.
Baz. And the thing is, no, he put down the steel and take up the coconut, and my daddy said, no, just leave that there. I'm saying, this man, crazy. But yo, I never rate Beanie Man, dog. Like, when he cool with the bike and all that. At time, I was leaving school, no, Adventist school, and I was at bus station, East bus station. And Stefan attack off the road, Beanie Man in the road, bus a brush Beanie Man bag for pass. And in my head, I'm like, there's nowhere for me to go. So I have to walk through the conversation, clearly, because there's nowhere else for me to go. Either I walk into the bus or walk past, in between them. So I walk between them and I said, sorry. And Beanie Man take out some kind of protractor door with the pointy end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And dig me into my leg, right? Legs are bleed. You see the little puddling just to get bigger and bigger in my khaki pants. And in from my head, me say, what is man just dig me for? But I can't react because I don't want this man bang me down to East Bus Station, right? So I can't look upon him real puzzle, and I don't remember who was with me. I think it was either Khalid or Jaren or something. And I kind of like, yo, what is my real just stab me in my leg with his protector for? And I just take the dig now and just walk. I'm like, what could they go through for your head for just see me and dig me?
Mama just said, boy, he looks good.
If you try to say, you know, I know, respect dog, walk to the conversation, I did say, excuse me. So I'm going to pause on the dog. I don't know, I'm going to tell you no why.
You mean I number, I'm going to call. You don't even want to know. Even though, me want to call Azim and all and ask Azim, where you keep the bike for?
You wait, yeah.
Because I don't know what's up, I'm going to call.
But me just think that man just have, you know what, that man just...
No, the man's been last, dog. The man, that's all. The man's been last.
Bro, yeah, thing is, not when Tef took the bike from me, you know, he had me for years, the dog. When I started driving, when I went to state college, I was driving through dam, and I must see the man there rode a big ride, you know. I ain't for my head to, yo, I can just snap, you know, and nobody gonna know. And I see you big ride, and I slow down, and I must see you start jog to the car, I just can't see you drive. And the thing is, in my head, is either I'ma keep doing this every time I see him on the road, or I'ma hit him off the road. All from bike, na dog. All from bike.
Nah, me and a boy. Me and a boy, they ever tee for me, boy. They never really tee for me, no. They just ask me for something.
Kind of done a rate Newfield people, dog. I know me trying to figure out the dog.
Nah, I can understand that part, there.
Yeah, for me, that boy. They really in a rate of you. Me never. Okay, man, I'll bring up that story, boy. Story for
you. You don't have my attention to Khaled.
No, but me never had. We forgot this time when me and man go deal with Love One. It's kind of shocking.
Jeff, I forgot. What am I getting left from my cousin and them bars?
Yo, man, I got to lie, no. Aries, why am I bringing him up now? Timon, what going on for Daniel?
She was on the podcast, so. Yeah. You ask the question carefully.
No, I'm interested in the dog. I'm going to try to put two life and she know what she say. Antigua man no good. So I tell you, she brought me the front Antigua, so no mix me.
Hey,
you know what?
Hey.
You know what I mean? But she just never want level. She know what so for me, boy.
She makes her this tail.
I mean, huh?
Because I mean, like, yo, me try to figure out where she hear that Antigua man so bad. Come and say, Todd, Daniel, after she did date, you own plenty.
No, maybe she have friends and family who tell she stories or she see for herself. Maybe.
Because she can't listen to Desiree. Desiree just not good luck.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she's just not good luck. She, you know, I don't know. I mean, I ask family about relationships, not. I mean, like.
Maybe just meet one and I like the rest of them. I said, Khaled, me likes you too, no, but I think me and she are family, so I'm not too sure. You know what I mean? I would just keep it simmer. But you know who me used to love fancy school, primary school days, dog? We used to love Shimika, dog. Shimika Springer, dog. Nah,
yeah,
life
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You used to really love the girl.
Shimika Springer, June daughter?
No, you know, Rashidi's sister.
Oh, yes, your boy, mad dog. Boy, you look a shot, sexy ass.
Yeah, Akira, cousin. Love,
and then I'm going to meet you on Facebook. I realized she had a child. And then a couple years back, I must have get some courage. I'm going to text you and tell she, hey, you know, I've always liked to see you from since school days and really. And the girl didn't even reply, dog. Jack, yo, that's not stupid, man.
But style hard. Nah, but love, man. Remember the time mommy had Kim, the half from B, and Shimika, most of the, as she come out from the B, she did, you know, change also, so she naked behind a bus with, what you call it, a battle up between two doors so she can go on. So, me say, what? So, me a couple, so, you, man, I will be some pervs. And I bus on the bus, no, cause she didn't know how back there. And this is the thing, now. So this is me, yo, let's go over the bus. And you, man, that made me say, nah, just cool, man. So, yo, so I go. So, when we bust the car, right? I mean, see something like a Bobby and so people. I'm saying, yeah, I'm gonna see some posting on Batty right now, right? And then all you, man, say, Tim, I know what you. I'm saying, what? So, I panic. I'm gonna try to go out of the bus, and here she, Tim, I'm waiting. Move for here, right? I miss it. I'm gonna chop myself and say, I got you. I'm for out of the bus now. Funny thing, I didn't know Carol and her were cousins.
Carol.
Yeah.
So Carol rang me out. So this is me. And then I realized, I said, that makes sense. But if I didn't know, I would have got a mission solo. But Carol, can fuck me up. But just cool. My mom like Shimika now, man. But she used to move like, you just sound like a kid, man. Nah, not for
yeah,
the
yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Your boy, you know who now, boy? Cranstein, you know Cranstein.
What the nose, Rhino, my free tongue.
Man, disrespectful.
Yeah, boy, one time, boy, me day, peer, then time I go peer school now, I mean, boy, me day, me line me Risa, and can see him come and say, I'm some fetching whipped cream. So I say, yo, you look nice, and I'm the whipped cream, you know. He say, yo, I'm gonna come by you, I'm gonna spray on fine body and stuff on my arm. I say, yeah, man, your boy, Tuggy, me then, and my girl starts speeding, man, she bought that. I say, fuck me. And then, me want to throw a seed on the crown steel boy.
And then, right?
Nah, me never like crown steel, dog. I'm trying to bust these two go peers. And me hear this girl before me see she, dog. Brawling loud.
Yeah, she that.
And me in the bus now, and I take one of the side seats so nobody have to sit down. The left side seat so nobody can sit down next to me. So while I outside just looking and seeing what peer school like, I see she a guan. Everybody stand up in the line now. She outside the line. A guan. Skirt to get fling and so on. She a chat. I'm saying, all right, she dramatic, right? I don't know what my eyes said, but this girl saw me. I say, why watch my fa? I'm saying, huh? Right? She start up on me outside. Call me upon the bus inside. And for 2 weeks, every time the bus go past, she just look for me and cuss me. I don't even know where she get the information to cuss me. She don't know me. So my yaya get it. My pants to get it, my existence to get it, the girl abuse me, right?
Yeah, man, yeah, see that.
So one time I get Bex, I'm say, yeah, so I'm start cuss back, right? And she say, oh, because she like a surprise, I'm start cuss back, because she did doing for like a good while, right? I'm start cuss back. So I get hype on the bus, and for boss, me can't cuss no, church me go, right? So me just try to recall all like a customers that me hear my friends and them and say, I tell she that she look like an Arawak and all kind of sudden she fucking knows me cuss bad word after bad word. I just try, you know, puff my chest. You check? However, this man, this tough looking, light skinned youth man, must have touched up behind it. And, you know, me cuss back at the she, must have kill free vibes or something. So he started getting into the whole conversation. So now the bus heated, right? Me cuss. Jaren back there trying to figure out, like, yo, dog, what you do all this cussing for, right? She and this youth man now cuss me. So me just say, no, I just have to touch me, you know, just chub me, you know, for me, yeah. Me just try to hold back tears, the dog. The bus reach a new field, and the bus man must have just had enough. And the boy say, all right, come on, my bus. Pan lines in the dog. So the boy say, you know, I go free, so you go back, east, west, right? And in the front of my head, I say, boss, I can see my fucking house up on this hill. We don't want the people there to live. Right? So they come out the bus and everything, you know, big cussing happen, right? So I see a couple wine bottle and I can sub, right? Because me and Jared were playing on the road the night before. So I knew a whole bunch of bottles on the road. So the man, I chat, right? And Cranstein, she just behind the cuss now. Because apparently this big man go bang me, right? And I took up one of the bottles on him. From off the side of the road, I'm say, yo, if you're bad, come fucking touch me, right? And the man say, what? Hey, I think I like a bad and whoever, right? And the man step towards me, and all the other man then just was just sitting on a piece of rock, right? So in for my head, I don't know if they're gonna jump in, if they just plan for watch the whole thing. So I'm say, yeah, in the movies, I see the man just broke black arm back up on the side of the table, and you get a sharp edge, right? So we go lash up on the bus shed, the wooden bus shed, nothing happened. But me tell a cousin to hype up. I say, yeah. I mean, last time like if me a madman the dog. I'm say, okay, this is not work. Right? Me sweat now. Me sweat. I mean, was jarring and jarring. I try to figure out, like, yo, dog, what you tell her going so far? Right? Jarring now, say nothing. You know, back me up. No, you just quiet. You just watch. So, maybe jarring know that the man's can fuck me up. I do not know. Right? But Cranstein start this and I have to try and end it. So the man starts stepping to get close to me, so I throw the first bottle, bam, break it right next to his foot, right? And he said, oh, so he start hype up, so I see he get a big ass stone. I said, yeah, aight. So I throw the next one at his foot, and he throw the stone, but he throw it with good force, but he, like, if he didn't have any intentions to hit me, because I feel like if he really wanted to, he could, but he hit the bus shed. So I go and grab the broken piece and say, bro, just come over here, because I do a chat, you know, from a village, I do a chat. Right, so my cousin and them said, just come to man, right? So I went to him, right? But I didn't go in my house because you remember they can see my house over where they at.
Oh, really?
So I walk over my uncle's house, drop my bags, and I know he had two cutlass, right? So I grabbed the cutlass on them, right? And dragging them up the road. So now I'm dragging them, going back up the road. And everybody say, oh, watchy, watchy. I mean, dragging cutlass. Because in a full head, no. I'm going to swing one. I'm going to miss. But he could catch the second one. Right? And me cry, I go up the road. And me wet my face. And then Uncle Tony pull up and say, hey, jump in the thing up. And... I'm gonna say, but no, some sort. He said, come in the vehicle. So I'm gonna go in the vehicle. And he said, what happened? Boy, I'm gonna start crying because now nobody can see shit. But my wife cuss, but my can't cuss. I'm just frustrated. And then I stay by my uncle until everybody left for they go home. But boy, he begs.
Yeah, boy.
The car can't see, boy.
My aunt, one day she changed, and she the same person. She's still loud or whatever, but she hasn't changed by now.
Most likely, she kind of calmed down now, yeah. But you know, she would probably still be a little loud, you know what I mean? But
on the other side, look.
So me here. So yeah, me so here. Well. But me think, no, she swing, because maybe she ain't picking it out of there as well, so.
Mm.
You know what I mean? She swing both swing ways. Because me, I remember
a few years ago, me used to tell her, so she used to hang gal, right?
Mm.
But a gal and one man, John. So me used to refer to she as Cranstein man, but a gal she be. But they tell one of my friend and them, I say, boy, me want to jump up on Cranstein man, boy.
The man say, chop what? You can't catch his cunt and jump up on she, boy. You tell she go on like she a man. The man say, oh, she gal. I say, yeah, what you talk about? He say, man, I say, you say, want to jump up on she man, and she swing both ways. So,
you know what I mean? But that story there that you say like a while, it reminded me of a story of, you know who they call Odin?
Odin, the name so familiar.
They call him Westmoreland.
Yeah.
You know what I talk, Bling?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I hear the name, I mean, the face now come to me.
Yo, Odin, I'm a bad man now. Yo, every day Odin in a fighting. Every freaking day. You check? Odin, like, when he mean younger, he like me a son of a poop dog. You check? Every day the boss in a fighting, he shot bloody down. You know what I mean? So, he used to live in Freetown as well. So,
I'm a surprise. Oh,
that man's going. Yo, that man's going.
You have a seat, you check?
That man's going freaking party dog. You check? And some man wants to see Odin and ready for Lashy. You check on me, try to say. So, Odin start making a freaking scene. You check? So, that man's two man now run up on you, ready for Lashy. Odin start back up and making a scene. So, from Odin start making a scene now, you know how we go when people about for fight, everybody start gather around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Odin say, I want to fight. You know, see a beer thugs there around, yeah? So Odin start fight after the people and them who gather around. The man make the people and them believe everybody part free side. You know, the people and them back up. Then nobody want to fight it now. So maybe that way you should try with Cranstein. The check of me try with say, maybe that way you should try. Yo, Odin, I just freaking baddest now. Odin.
You see, I feel like if the bus was drop her off in the middle of the village, it'd be a different story. But he drop her with Palazzo. Yeah.
But yo, he does not use the word astontatious boy. And in time Lion introduced me to that word, the boy made tell you, everybody I get it. Ain't that they caught me? I get one of your astontatious rather. Me, hey, that boy me. Hey, boy me tell me, he doesn't love that word. Dude.
Yeah, look how big words from there, man.
Tell you. And they love to say, oh, you can't people astontatious, I can't spell astontatious. I say A-S-T-O. Hey, we just practice that word in the dog.
Okay, no, somebody can call you up.
Somebody can call me up.
So, Blink, more Steven on this one, yeah. So, what word can you so call people?
Can.
When you cuss, he always say one particular word when you cuss.
Me remember that one day.
He used to tell, he love to tell people, oh, my kind of movie, agouti looking. The boss love that word, they know shit, boy.
And then mine was called tree lip.
Yeah. Your boy.
Yeah, he used to hear tree lip.
Me go the boss graduation of me, the boss, he grandmother, and he. You check him, you try to say, me alone the boss invite the graduation. Mm-hmm. Me go to graduation, you know, me with the old lady and everything. Like, the boss would go up for accept you. You know, we have to go for accept you, son of them.
Philip!
Philip! Philip! So me in the laugh there, check on me, check on me right next to you. Oh, so me go like I said. Me here, whatever, so no. Yo, dog, the man have a feeling, dog. Yo, the, yo, if I want someone to believe, can't have a happy that he left high school, dog. Can't have a happy.
You see, the thing is, if he may just live into the name, like accept it, he probably would hate him, man. He should just go with the flow.
Me not think so. I didn't go till college, so you know what I mean. I mean, then college so worse when you not accept him, but then go till college regardless. What you think?
I feel like that's why he try getting me changed now.
Yeah, probably right, boy. But I'm used to, man, I like that day. Me feel sorry for the boss, dog.
Yeah, that'll probably hurt me, boss.
I wanna go to school, boss. Jump up and who the fuck?
So, are you bossing him? You didn't run the school bus?
Yeah, boy, yeah, run down, go to the school bus. Okay, I must have later. Yeah, I don't have to run down the school bus. Jump up on the school bus, boy, I miss his step. Go straight down for him out. Hey, yo. Reese, right? When Reese just catch them peer school bus, anybody that start anything with Reese, you're dead. Because Reese, the kid, what she did? Reese, go for your mama, your pupa. Everybody get up. So, remember how much time, one time, he was school bus, right? I mean, remember who started with Reese. And Reese start level some F and some R, and the conductor say, hello, stop it. You fuck what? Hey, Reese, left up on the conductor, right? Woman say, hello. Look, come back from the bus. Then tell the Alex. Alex, the parents. Boy, how are they, right? Boy. School bus back. Then tell the Christy does go work early. So, Christy does catch Pecky. So, he does be, Alex back in and say, she now come back on the bus unless she then apologize. She come and apologize. Hey, we is a lift long from sense of the tongue. And Alex back in and say, she now come from the bus until she apologize. Mm. You know what I mean? Reason, no one apologize. Tall. And Reese are trying to say, miss, I don't want the girl trouble me now. And the woman said, well, you jump on me, mother, so much fun. Hey, the woman old lady said, Reese, just tell the woman your story and come go and go to school and blah, blah, blah. And she just said, miss my story. You know what I mean? But Reese, let me even say, no. But I'm going to tell you, Reese, no easy, dog. Reese, no easy.
Remember one time, me and Steph are getting in a fight. For a school bus, so that they go wheel keys. Cause them busman just weird bars. Them take a kind of different road. They go Piers, then wheel keys, then Newfield and whatever. So they go wheel keys, and when I'm turn around by the clinic, Stefan, they dig me the whole ride, go up there with the long fingernails, straight.
So I see the boss tap that. I see tap.
Straight. I mean, Bex, no. And everybody see the man chub me. He just like if man, because I'm not saying stop, he not stop, and I get Bex. I'm a turn around and turn Stefan, and they jump on and I start climb me up like if he fingernail like weapons them that they grow for so long. So me try to go, oh, it's fucking man. My left the fight now, hand scratch up now. I mean, what the fuck, boss? Right? But me here fight, right? So the bus man a drive and me far along, but the bus man a drive, so you know, for my favor, so me far along, by he. So me get the advantage. Then the woman. I'm a black woman, so me know, she know Stefan or something. She from Freetown. She starts wearing curly ass wig. And she had dots and all that made real dark skin. But yeah, she was the conductor at the time. And she wants to see me and Stefan in a fight, so she already put on Stefan's side. So she said, hey, go sit down in front of the man. I leave the boy alone. So me say, fuck, right? So no, me begs no. So me go in from bag and take off from a crayon and them start right. Fuck you. On the seat, right? I'm gonna come off, I'm say, yeah, I'm good now. Come on, home, my Bex, whatever. So me inside, wash my skin, everything now. I go ready for eat breakfast. Not breakfast, dinner. I'm in here, school bus outside, right?
Oh shit, oh yeah. Shit.
So me instantly know why. Right?
Like up on the people and if we can see.
So they pull out, and now she come out and say, oh, your son nine. I said, this is for me. How do you even know my lib? Because whenever I come off the bus, then they don't go about their business. So how do you know my lib? Right? So now, so me then, me panic now, and mommy come outside, because I know where my dad was at the time. So I'm she make nice. And I said, your son, come right past seat. I'm say, you write anything for any seat? You see me write anything? You the one that they sit down there? None for the seat. When I went there, and after you gone, son, for the seat. You write for the seat. So I'm say, what am I write? And you say, write the F bad word. And I say, I don't even know what that is. Right? And for mother say, write for the seat? No. Right? Some mother was like, take my hand the reason to lie to me. Right? But me a lie. Right? And she said something. So I was going to lie and say, I don't even have colorings. Right? But mommy, no more colorings. So maybe they can say that. Right? So best thing is, I didn't even walk with my colorings today. Right? So some markers also that I had for whoever autograph. And she said, oh, you write it. I'm like, listen, I didn't write it. If it was there, maybe somebody else wrote it. It wasn't me. And she had cousin say, I don't want to see up on my bus again. So I had to stop catching bus. Because, you know. And yeah, mommy and Beck, because normally they spend bus money for go to school. And then she started to sort of with my auntie them. But me and Beck, you know, I'm telling you, Freetown people, I'm just alike. Wow. She my friend Freetown, but I remember she name. Howdy, buddy, 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 buddy,